Nolte, Report, CNN's Cooper, Wallace, Tapper on Chopping Block. By John Nolte on March 1, 2024. CNN's new CEO is looking at the ratings. He must have an electron microscope, looking at the salaries of his overpaid anchors, and thinking it's time to make some changes. In Touch reports, new CEO Mark Thompson is preparing ruthless cuts to remake the network as ratings plunge, leaving Anderson Cooper, Chris Wallace, Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper facing dates with the Axemen, a source says. This is what I found fascinating, replacing these liars and basement-rated losers with Megyn Kelly, someone who actually attracts a sizable audience. Sources say, Thompson has no use for the star system and the hefty salaries that come with it. He's reportedly seeking to replace marquee names with talent who built their audiences on social media, including former Fox and NBC anchor Megyn Kelly, who has 1.72 million subscribers on YouTube. A spokeslayer for Jake Tapper claims that talk of his ouster is false. So after nearly a decade of this from election meddler Tapper and CNN. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Let's go ahead and assume he's telling the truth now. CNN pays Anderson Cooper $20 million, which works out to about $40 a viewer. Chris Wallace and Tapper make $8 million. Wolf Blitzer, this guy, makes $15 million. For what? I'll tell you for what, for nothing, for this. Throughout all of February, CNN averaged only 479,000 total day viewers and 573,000 primetime viewers. Fox News earned almost four times as many primetime viewers as CNN, while MSNBC earned a little over twice as many. Fox and Friends Sunday earned more total viewers, 1.12 million, than CNN's highest-rated show in February. Aaron Burnett Tonight's pathetic 743,000. These CNN idiots are paying Anderson Cooper $20 million to attract 741,000 viewers. Tapper $8 million to attract 717,000 viewers. And Wolf Blitzer $15 million to attract fewer than 700,000 viewers. Who the hell knows what CNN pays Chris Wallace $8 million for? To normal people, that is stark raving insane, but normal people don't run CNN. Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, and Anderson Cooper are not paid all that money because their shows are profitable, or because they have an audience, or because they break big stories. They are paid all that money because they do what the FBI, CIA, and Democrat Party tell them to do. In a sane world, of course, you would fire those liars and hire Megyn Kelly. All on her own, Kelly's attracted 1.7 million YouTube fans. That's a base. That's an audience. That's hiring someone based on merit. If CEO Thompson is indeed looking for talent online at those who have what no one at CNN does, an audience, that's pretty damn smart and the only hope CNN has. As I have said 100 times, CNN's problem is not its left-wing politics and lying. MSNBC does the same and attracts a much bigger audience. No, the problem at CNN is that its anchor lineup is, without question, the most unappealing, humorless, smug, and charisma-free group of people ever assembled on TV. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hoki, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.